Jeff, first of all, let's start with the governor and his discussions with his revenue advisors, and the word was caution.
I wouldn't say it was a coal in one's stockings sort of warning, given this is the holiday season, but the governor is clearly absorbing from his economic and fiscal advisors a number of cautionary notes. The governor, of course, is talking about additional spending cuts. He has asked his agencies to advance scenarios under which they would cut 2%, 4%, perhaps 6%. The governor is saying that some agencies may not be cut at all. We're going to find out soon enough. The governor has to roll out his spending amendments in mid-December to the money committees. And of course, a lot of what the governor was picking up from his economic advisors follows the release of the minutes of that big Fed meeting that suggests a lot of the things that the central bank is doing to buttress the economy apparently were justified. And there's a bit of a connection between the Fed and the McDonnell administration. The president of the Richmond Fed, Jeff Lacker, sits on the governor's board of revenue estimators.
The governor and the congressional delegation met with Pentagon officials on that proposed closing of the JEFCOM command in Hampton Roads, and the word was that what the Pentagon is planning may not be quite as severe as was feared.
Yeah, one perhaps should assume that the government is kind of running down the clock a bit on this, that perhaps the reductions will not be as pronounced, as dramatic as the administration feared. Of course, this is an economic concern for the McDonnell administration. 6,000-plus jobs are on the line. This governor fancies himself a job creator, not a job loser, job eraser, if you will.
The turnout in the November 2nd congressional elections was a little bit higher than expected.
45%, according to the Board of Elections, higher than the previous year, 2009, when Virginia went Republican and elected Bob McDonnell as governor. The suggestion from all of this seems to be, as Bob McDonnell told my colleague Tyler Whitley, that the Republicans were successful in nationalizing what are essentially local elections writ large. Republicans, of course, have reason to cheer, picking up three House seats, in part by linking Democrats, Democratic incumbents in particular, to the Obama administration.
The Republicans had their conference in Northern Virginia, and the Republican State Central Committee also has decided on a primary for election year.
Well, this winter conference, this post-election conference, is something that's been going on for some years, nearly 30 now. The Republicans always have found some reason to quarrel among themselves, even in a big year like this one when they were they had much to celebrate. Central Committee debating over the process by which it should choose its Senate nominee in 2012, presumably George Allen, and it opted for a system that presumably favors George Allen as he tries to rehabilitate his image and position himself for a rematch with Jim Webb.
Mm-hmm. And does that decision apply to the 2013 election as well?
That's another matter, George Allen is partial to a primary, we're told, because that would allow him to demonstrate a measure of broader support.
Jay Lark has reported on the governor's proposed privatization of the alcoholic beverage control system, state-owned liquor monopoly in the state. And it says his initial numbers were not as optimistic as the governor's administration let on.
This is, of course, the governor's now junked ABC privatization plan. Jay Lark, the investigative arm of the General Assembly, saying that the governor was at least $80 million light in his projected windfall. The governor had said it could be perhaps $500 million money he would put into transportation. The problem for all of this is Bob McDonnell is still trying to get some traction on privatization. Now he seems to be looking at only the retail side. But every time this issue comes up, a lot of people scratch their heads. A lot of people just express outright opposition.
All right, we have a few seconds for any final thoughts.
You cannot close out this holiday week with that disturbing news out of the federal court. John Forbes, of course, was sentenced for that $5 million ripoff from the tobacco fund. This is an issue that the General Assembly presumably will be looking at as well, ways to strengthen oversight and accountability by this big piggy bank for Southside and Southwest Virginia.
All right, thanks to Jeff Shapiro for coming in this morning on Morning Edition.